In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Today is the beginning of the preparation into Lent. We call it liturgically the beginning of the Triodion, and there's some new hymns that are added into the service, especially during Matins. One of the main themes that you hear in these hymns, but also in the gospel reading that we heard today and the gospel readings that we will be hearing over the next couple weeks, is this idea of repentance, this theme of repentance. Repentance really is the door that is our entrance into Lent. Repentance is the starting point on our journey to Pascha. Repentance is a central theme for the church. In Greek, the word is actually metanoia, and if you break that down, we had this discussion in our teen group this past week. If you break that down into two sections, meta meaning change, and noia, we get the word nous, or mind or heart. So it's a change of our mind, a change of our heart, a change of really the way we look at things. It's a change of our outlook. It's a looking at things from the perspective of God rather than ourselves. It's not being satisfied with the way we are, not being content with our current condition, and having a desire to change that. I remember many years ago, I was in a different parish, far, far away from here, and we were hosting our metropolitan. He was visiting us. Metropolitan Philip was our metropolitan at the time, and we had a dinner, and we're sitting next to each other at the dinner, and things are going on, and at the dinner, and he leans over to me, the metropolitan, he leans over to me. He says, "Alex, are you happy? Are you content? Are you satisfied?" And I said, "Yes, Sayedna, I'm very happy, I'm very satisfied." He looked at me, "I am never satisfied." Which wasn't really what I was expecting at that moment. But there's something in what he said, that he's never satisfied. There was a drive in him to move forward from where he was to where he wants to be in our archdiocese. And he grew the archdiocese from a number of parishes to well over 200 parishes during the years that he was our metropolitan. And it wasn't because he was satisfied with how things were, but because he wasn't satisfied with how things were. And one of the things with repentance is that we ought to look at ourselves as not satisfied with how we are. Now, when we look at the parable of the publican and the Pharisee today, there's certainly the issue of judging that the Pharisee said, "Oh Lord, I thank you I'm not like this person over here," comparing himself to this other person. That's certainly an issue. But another issue is this sense of self-satisfaction. He was happy with himself. He was happy the way he was. He was content, the Pharisee. On the other hand, the publican, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." He wasn't happy with himself. It is only self-dissatisfaction that leaves room for God to act in our life. Self-satisfaction fills the room and no one else can enter. Self-dissatisfaction leaves space for God to come into our life and to work changes. So one of the things we need to do is acquire an attitude, not an unhealthy attitude, but an attitude of self-dissatisfaction. Not dissatisfaction in that I'm awful and I'll always be awful and I can never, nothing good will ever happen in my life. But this idea of I am not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not where the Lord has called me to be. And Lord, will you please come into my life and help me? Help my heart to be healed. Help my spiritual life to grow and mature. If we don't want it, it won't happen. We have to desire it. We have to recognize our need. We have to be, in a way, self-dissatisfied. And I think the time of Lent, one of the things that Lent does is help us acquire that mind of self-dissatisfaction, a healthy self-dissatisfaction. When we listen to the prayers, when we listen to the beautiful hymns that we sang this morning in Matins, open to me the doors of repentance, O light giver. When we listen to the services, when we come to the prayer, to the services that are given to us during the season, during this upcoming season, when we listen to the words that are sung or said, when we make those words our own words, we can approach the Lord and say, Lord, heal me, fill me, grant me what I need to grow closer to you, to be more loving to others, more forgiving, less judgmental. But we have to have that recognition first. I'd like to close this morning with a prayer by St. Isaac the Syrian. St. Isaac the Syrian and St. Ephrem the Syrian, their icons are right over here. There's St. Ephrem, and Isaac is the larger medallion icon facing you all. We commemorate their memory today. St. Isaac offered this prayer on repentance. At the door of your compassion do I knock, Lord. Send aid to my scattered impulses, which are intoxicated with the multitude of the passions and the power of darkness. You can see my sores hidden within me. Store up contrition, though not corresponding to the weight of my sins. For if I receive full awareness of the extent of my sins, Lord, my soul would be consumed by the bitter pain from them. Assist my feeble stirrings on the path to true repentance, and may I find alleviation from the vehemence of sins through the contrition that comes from your gift. For without the power of your grace, I am quite unable to enter within myself, become aware of my stains, and so at the sight of them, be able to be still from great distraction. Through the prayers of St. Isaac and St. Ephrem the Syrians and of all the saints, O Christ our God, have mercy upon us and grant us true repentance. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
Amen.